This week, scientists have suggested that they may have found a way to desensitise people who have peanut allergies. Peanut allergy is a big problem. About 2% of children in the UK are said to have it, and it can be life-threatening, if not fatal. People can have very, very serious reactions to the proteins in peanuts, which can cause anaphylaxis when their blood pressure plummets and they end up on the floor. And if they don't get resuscitated with drugs like adrenaline quickly, then it can actually be fatal. But what Andy Clark and his colleagues at Addenbrooke's Hospital in Cambridge have done, they've published a paper in the journal Allergy in the current issue, which is out at the moment, is that they took 4 9 to 13 year old boys, and these individuals were all proven to have peanut allergy. When the researchers looked in their bloodstream, they found antibodies called IgE antibodies, which are thought to mediate allergic reactions to things like peanuts. And they were also able to show that when small amounts of peanut protein were put into the skin of these individuals, they all had a reaction, inflammation was seen, thus proving they were reacting to peanuts. And what they did was to give these individuals graded exposure. So over a period of time, starting with a very, very tiny dose, just 5 milligrams of peanut flour, so in other words, the protein from peanuts, and to put that into perspective, that's about 1/40th of the total protein you get in a single peanut, so a minute dose. They took that dose for about 2 weeks, and then after 2 weeks, the dose was doubled, and then for another 2 weeks, they took the higher dose, and so on and so forth, until they got the dose up to about 800 milligrams, so roughly about 4 peanuts worth of protein. And by the end of this, the individuals were then, after 6 weeks at that dose, able to tolerate eating 12 whole peanuts without any visible signs of reaction. And the researchers have now prescribed a daily regimen of eating at least 5 peanuts in order to try and keep these people in a tolerant state.
So what is exactly going on there? You know, how do they think it's actually working? Because surely I thought with peanut allergy, even tiny amounts could just trigger terrible reactions.
Yes, and what we think is going on here is that the body has two arms to the immune system, an arm that attacks things and also an arm that regulates things, because one of the things we have to do with our immune system is to tell friend from foe. And food is something foreign which we take into our body all the time, but if we had catastrophic immune reactions to it, we would die of starvation.
Yeah,
we'd have to ignore
news.
Everything. So there has to be a mechanism in place to make sure that you are tolerant, in other words, you don't react adversely to things in foods. And it could be that people who have allergies don't have enough of this tolerance. They don't have enough of the regulatory cells in the body that damp down the immune response against certain things. So gentle exposure could increase the actual part of the immune system that does this regulation, helping you to tolerate it better. And it could be that people who have these sorts of allergic reactions don't have enough of that kind of regulatory type of cell, and that by stimulating it with small doses up to a level where you can tolerate higher levels means that these individuals can then be protected. And it's just that if they were to stop eating that particular food, they would then lose that regulation again. So it seems to be a graded exposure gets you used to the things that you should be used to anyway. And in some people, it's just gone a little bit off kilter.
That's really great. Well, I hope that starts becoming clinical practice soon, because it's really quite a devastating allergy for people to have.